the mantra Namo apovitra pavitra va sarva avasthanga topi va jasmare kundari kaksham sa bahya bantaram suchi. This purificatory process, according to Vedic system, there is purificatory process. Janmanar jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is born a sudra. A sudra means without any knowledge and simply full of lamentation. Sochati. So, the Vedic process is that from the low grade position to bring the human society to the highest, topmost position. Generally, it is the first topmost position is to become a Brahmana in the society. Chatutvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhaga. Four divisions of the social system are there. According to quality and work. That is very natural. In this world, everyone is accepted on quality and work. If you have got the qualification of a good lawyer, and if you have done very nicely your activities, then you are selected as a high court judge. The high court judge is selected amongst the lawyers in the court. It is not appointed from outside. A lawyer who has done his legal profession very nicely, the government offers him the post that he will become a high court judge. So, this quality and work is estimated everywhere and in all circumstances. Bhagavad Gita recommends Krishna says personally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaturbarnam maya system guna karma vibhaga. So that process is applicable at all time. And Narada Muni, he also gives description to Yudhishthira Maharaj while they were talking about the varnasram. So, Narada Muni gave different symptoms of different varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then at the conclusion, he said, jasahi jat lakshanam pruktam varnabhivanjakam jadi annatrapi disheta tatte naiva vinirdiset. He said that I have already explained the different symptoms of different varnas. Brahmana will be like that, Kshatriya will be like that, Vaishya will be like that, Shudra will be like that. So he says if these symptoms are found anatra, suppose one is not born in the Brahmin family, he might have taken birth in a lower family. But he has acquired, if he has acquired the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as Brahmana. This is the process. Or if one is born in a Brahmana family, but he has not attained the qualities, neither he is working as a Brahmana, then he should be accepted either Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. This is the system. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to introduce this system. Kiva Sudra Kiva Vipra Nasi Kane Noy Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Hava. He never accepted this, that by birth, no. Either he is a Brahman or he is a Sudra, by caste or by birth. The kiva vipra kiva sudra nasi kane no. Either he is a grihastha or a sannyasi. It does matter. He can become a guru. How? Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. One who knows the principles of Krishna consciousness. One who understands Krishna. He can become a guru. Guru is the post given to the sannyasis, to the brahmanas. Without becoming a brahmana, nobody can become a sannyasi. And sannyasi is supposed to be the guru of both all the ashramas and all the varnas. So preaching what? We require so many sannyasis. People are suffering all over the world for want of Krishna consciousness. My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity. This is false propaganda. The only scarcity is that there is no Krishna consciousness. That is it. Difficult. Actually, that is the fact. Take some practical example. I have traveled all over the world many times. I have seen America from village to village, Africa, Australia. There is so much land vacant that if we properly utilize them, we can produce so much food grains that we can feed 10 times as many population as it is now. That's a fact. We do not utilize the land properly. And Krishna has given us the formula. Annad bhavanti bhutani. You produce anna. Anna and bhavanti bhutani. Then the animals and the human beings will be well fed and they will be happy. If anyone, either animal or man, has his belly filled up with sufficient food, he will never be dissatisfied. That is the nature. So unfortunately, we are not following the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. If we follow the whole social system, political system, economic system of the whole world, will be very, very nice and everyone will live very peacefully and there will be no fight, no ism, no schism. Everything will be alright. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Don't think that Krishna consciousness is a matter of sentiment. No, it is practical. Just like in America, they produce huge amount of grains. Sometimes they throw it in the sea on account of overproduction. Why overproduction should be given on the sea? It should be utilized. There are so many people starving. But this political situation is there, that everyone is thinking, this is my country, this is my home, this is my land, this is called Maya, ahangamameti, janasamohoyam, ahangamameti. Everyone is under this impression, I am this body, and anything belonging to this body, that is mine, or my nation. This conception should be gimna, that is Krishna consciousness. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to the Supreme Law. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing is confirmed. Bhoktaram jagrutavasam sarvalokumahisaram suhidam sarvabhutanam gyatya mam shanti vichya. The shanti, everyone is trying to have peace. Peace of the mind, peace of the society, peace of the nation. Very good. But you do not know how to get this peace. That is described in every Vedic literature. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is so important. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. The Supreme Lord is the leader. He is also a living being like us. He is not a dead stone. He is just like Krishna when he comes. He lives like us, that's a human being. So similarly, Krishna is a living being like us. He has got also two hands, two legs, one head, as you have got. But what is the difference between you and him? The difference is that eka, that singular number living being, vidadati, kaman, bahunam, he maintains everyone. And we are maintained. That is the difference. We, plural number living entities, we are maintained. And he, the Supreme Lord, being, Supreme Being, in the dictionary, English dictionary, says God means Supreme Being. So Supreme Being, he is also living being, he is not a dead stone. The difference is that he is the maintainer and we are maintained. He is the ruler, we are ruled. This difference we have to understand. And he is the proprietor, we are servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is this. That is a fact. Jiver sarupaya nitya Krishna dar. So, this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is being spread all over the world for the peace of the world, for the peace of the mind, for the peace of the society. So, take it very seriously. It is very authorized. It is not a concocted speculation, it is fact, and it is happening so. Now, these American boys and girls who have come spending thousands of rupees here, and they have no such distinction that here is Indian, he is African, he is Brahmin, he is Kshatriya. Why? Because they have taken to Krishna consciousness. So this movement is so important that everyone from every part of the world, they should take part in this movement and there will be peace in the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday is today. In this land, in this very spot we are sitting now, he appeared for this mission. And he said that, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropaka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigyam sarvatra prachar haive maula. That is being done. And the people from all parts of the world are responding. There is very, very good scope for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. And learned circle, important men in all parts of the society and world, they are appreciating this mission. Bharat Bhumite Manushya, it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that especially those who are born in India and especially in Bengal, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this land of Bengal. So it is a duty to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But unfortunately, they are not coming forward. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether he is Bengali or Hindu or Muslim. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and there is great necessity, and the preaching word is meant for the sannyas. So we have got some sannyasis who are doing very nicely. So today we shall make a number of sannyasis more to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And those who are going to take sannyas, they should remember how much responsibility they have got. So live like a very strict sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took himself sannyas at the age of 24 years. So it is not that in old age one has to take sannyas. That is not in this shastra. From brahmachari ashram, one can enter into the grihastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram or sannyas ashram as he thinks fit. There is no such rules and regulation that only the old man without any energy he will take sannyas. No. Rather, the young man, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did personally, he was 24 years old. He had beautiful wife, young wife, 16 years old at home, very, very affectionate mother. And his position was very great, not as a Brahmin, but still as a young man, he could collect 100,000 of men by his order only to make civil disobedience movement upon the Qazi in this land. So the civil disobedience movement was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a good cause. So there are so many things. I especially appeal to the native of this land to take part in this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the benefit of the world, and we are trying to construct a very attractive temple here. Let them cooperate. It doesn't matter whether he is Hindu, Muslim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Haridas Thakur as his chief disciple. Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. And his mission was to introduce this Hare Krishna mantra chanting. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Karo Nasi Vana. And he made Haridas Thakur Namacharya, the acharya to introduce Hare Krishna mantra, and Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs, counting daily. That is whole day and night. So nice moment. Everyone should take part in it and dedicate to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is not at all difficult. It is very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amaragdai Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Anywhere, either you are in this district or that district, it doesn't matter. Either you are at home or outside home, it doesn't matter. You become a guru. Everyone. How shall I become guru? I have no qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you don't require any qualification. You simply require one qualification, that you repeat the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. That's all. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. That's all. You become a guru. Don't adulterate Krishna Upadesha like a rascal and nonsense. Present it as it is, Bhagavad Gita. Then you become a guru. You can become guru in your family, you can guru your society, your nation, wherever you are. And if it is possible, you go outside and preach this mission of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, our movement's name is Krishna Consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, you accept and preach, you become guru. Thank you very much.
I don't think these devotees have put on their sannyas just yet.
Let them put on them. Go and come, get Ganda.
Everyone move back. Would you like to give the first initiation? While waiting, would you like to give the first Srila Prabhupada will give out the first initiation. The devotees, first brahmacharis, can come forward and before the Vyasasana and offer obeisances after the Prabhupada offers speech to Alfonso. Krishna Das Kaviraj.
You know what are the regulatory principles? So what is it? So your name is Kaviraj Das.
John Andrew. Peter West. Good Akesha.
You know what are the regulatory principles? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And how many times you chant? Minimum. Thank you. Gurakesha. Your name is Gurakesha Das.
Haridas Thakur Das.
Very good. What are the regulated things?
No sex
life, no gambling, no
Haridas
Thakur.
Haridas Das. Ken?
Okay. Shambhu.
What are the rules? So your name is Shambhu Das. Shambhu was one of the sons of Krishna.
John Andrew.
Now the rules and labels.
No meeting, no intoxication, no disrespect, no gambling.
And what is yes?
Chant 16 rounds.
At least.
Gaurasundar.
Your name is very Gaurasundar Das. What are the rules in English?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, and no intoxication.
So your name is Subuddhi Das.
Me and Butler?
Ryan Butler.
Ryan Butler.
Raganuga.
What are the rules?
No sex, no meeting, no gambling, no competition.
Raganuga.
Your name is Raganuga Das.
Amulya Paul?
He's a nice boy, he's working nice. He's working nice. Ki niyam jana? Bala?
Shulvan mali dukha tere.
ও তো আছে নিষেধ যেগুলি আছে অবৈধ শ্রী সঙ্গ
অবৈধ মানে
তোমার নাম ধর্মপরায়ণ দাস
Matilal
Khalutur. What is
name? Kamala Nayana.
Yes. কি নিয়ম আমাদের? হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ, এটা তো হয়। বিশেষ করে কি কি বারণ আছে আমার? অবৈধ স্ত্রী সঙ্গ এসব। হ্যাঁ, কমল নয়ন দাস, বিজয় দাস,
রাজকুমার
ফ্রম গুজরাট। হোয়াট ইজ দি রুলস? বেঙ্গালি, হিন্দি, ক্যা নিয়ম হ্যায় বতাও। কৃষ্ণদাস বৈদ্য দাস, হোয়াট আর দি রুলস অ্যান্ড রেগুলেশন? ইয়োর নেম ইজ বীরভদ্র দাস, বীরভদ্র, ইউ আর দি সন অফ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু। গগমণি ফ্যামিলি, ইয়ার নেম ইজ ধীরব্রত দাস, what is his language? Is he Indian?
He's from my, he stayed here in Mayapur, Bengali.
Ah, की नियम सा आप पान पान खाता ने कमर दाब कर मरा से पान टाइम खाओ 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 यदि खाए तो छड़े देवे पान खाओ तो बानीनाथ दास कमरना
Kinchana
Krishnadas. Pranama Kinchan Krishnadas. Nam mane thai bata akinchan krishna das
ananta ananta
कि नियम के हर मांस मांस खा जुआ खेला है सबका है नेशा बोलता अलग है नहीं जुआ खेला अलग है जय हो सर्वध्येय दास
John Connolly, Donnelly.
The rules and regulations. Thank you. Sattvik Das. Sattvik. Goodness.
Jalam Tala. Jala Thala.
Jala 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 Thala.
Jala Thala.
Ki Sanyam जलतला दासी
रास मंडल सेविया
What is name?
Rasa Mandala Devi.
Do you know the real sentence?
Yes.
And your son? See, he is very fond of prasad. You want prasad? Then Rasa Mandali Das.
Alu Rani.
Is there what? Kulina Dasa. Some Niyam Janata.
Little Krishna Rani.
Krishna Chandra Priya.
Krishna Priya Das.
Big Krishna Rani.
Kishora Balaba.
नियम सब जानता है ना किशोर बल्लवा दास
मंजुरानी
Rāseśvari Dāsi, tamam. Then?
Sanyas.
Where is the danda?
First danda.
Somebody explain, you can chant the mantra continuously. Itāṁ samāsthāva.
Itāṁ. You want me to chant
that? Yes.
They should repeat it?
Yes, they should repeat.
Etam,
etam,
samastaya,
samastaya,
paratma,
paratma,
nityam,
nityam,
adhyasikam,
adhyasikam,
purva,
purva,
tanai,
tanai,
mahadvi,
mahadvi,
aham,
aham,
sarishyami,
sarishyami,
duranta,
duranta,
aram,
aram,
samo,
samo,
kundangi,
kundangi,
nisheveva,
nisheveva.
You can explain? Just stand up and explain.
This mantra was chanted by a Brahmin from Avantipur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he also chanted this mantra. The meaning of the mantra is that I shall cross over the ocean of material nations by following the footsteps of the previous acharyas and take shelter at the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation. Do you want me to explain that? Is that enough?
Yes, explain.
So this material world is very dangerous.
Can you?
At every single point, one can become entangled and remain embedded in material life. In fact, it's to be understood that we have been in this material world for millions and millions of lifetimes. By nature, we are pure. We are eternal servants of Krishna. But due to the minuteness of the soul, sometimes we have misused our small degree of independence. And so we have been forced to fall down into this material world. Having fallen into this material world, we are encountering so many different kinds of sufferings and miseries. Our nature is to be eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. But instead, we find ourselves having to change body, lifetime after lifetime, full of ignorance and full of suffering. So to get free from this repeated cycle of birth and death is actually the purpose of human life. The animals, the plants, the trees, the aquatics, all other kinds of living entities, they do not have the ability to break free from this repeated cycle of birth and death. But in the human form of life, the chance is given that one can once again reawaken his dormant love for Krishna. This love for Krishna, when it is awakened, enables one to cross over this ocean of material nations. What is the process? The process is to follow in the footsteps of the previous great acharyas. It is described that by the mercy of the acharyas, this vast ocean of material suffering is reduced simply to the amount of water that is contained within the hoofprint of a calf. So it is by the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of all of the acharyas that one is actually able to break free from this miserable cycle of suffering. Yes. This order of sannyas is not simply a modern day creation. It is understood from the Srimad Bhagavatam that sannyas has been existing, Tridandi sannyas, has been existing for a very long time. And recently, in the previous 1,000 years, the great acharyas, all the great acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they all took this sannyas order of life. Sri Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and Nimbarka Swami, Vishnu Swami, and also even in the Mayavadi Sampradaya, the sannyas order is also there, but it is different. It is Ekdandi Sannyasi. But Shankaracharya, of course, also took sannyas at a very young age. But this sannyas order recently was taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our Sampradaya. So it is the bona fide process for breaking free from all kinds of material attachments. When one has firmly resolved that his only business shall be to take the order of the Guru as his life and soul, and to give up all kinds of considerations for bodily comforts and for any kind of material arrangement, then it is allowed that a person may take sannyas. The sannyasi has to be very strict in following the principles of strict avoidance of any kind of entanglement with women. This entanglement with women is described by Sridhar Swami to come in 8 different varieties, beginning simply with remembering then going on to speaking about any kind of relationship and seeing a woman with lustful eyes and meeting in a secluded place and discussing and making arrangement for a relationship and making firm resolution and eventually having some kind of relationship of sex life. The sannyasi must be very strict to avoid any kind of association of this nature, because such association can very quickly cause fall down. So it is a very strict order, but the sannyasi is empowered by all the previous acharyas that by their mercy he will be able to go throughout the world and deliver all of the fallen souls. So it is by the mercy of acharya that one crosses over the difficult ocean of material life and finally comes to the platform of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda, the giver of liberation.
Dandas you can take, come one after another.
First is Hansudhita.
Hansudhita.
Haribo! Haribo! Haribo!
What is it? Hansudhita.
Jai.
That's nice. Very good.
Jai Ho!
Next is Adi Keshava.
Swami. This is Sastanga Dandava, and with me, Pancham, Sastanga, both of them. Go and preach all over the world. We are sending our mission to China and Russia immediately. That's good. Good. Preach.
Haribo! Haribo!
Is Chinese missionary. Chinese missionary?
Yes.
Come on. What is his name? So, our new Swamiji, Vishwadhamna Swami, is going to China to preach Krishna consciousness. South Africa?
Yes.
Our Jagadguru Swami is going to South Africa to preach Krishna consciousness. Yes, sir? performing him, I can see no, there is no other.
The Brahmin initiates can see Srila Prabhupada later this afternoon. He's taking the first initiation in Vrindavan.